Hello, everyone. This is Ron Kelleher at Guidelines with another segment of Encouraging Words by Darlene Sala. Today's segment is titled, How Long? Now here's Darlene.
For many years, Dr. Paul and Margaret Brand were dedicated medical missionaries in India. Dr. Paul was famous for his innovative surgery to help lepers walk again and to use their previously useless hands. Dr. Margaret, an ophthalmologist, became known as the one who could help blind lepers see. Because they raised their six children away from any large city, whenever the family returned to England for a visit, the youngest one saw London with fresh eyes. On one trip, the family went to see the Houses of Parliament, Westminster Cathedral, and other great sights of central London. The children spotted Big Ben, the famous clock on the Parliament building. Their father told them how during World War II, the chiming of the clock at 9 o'clock was a signal for a time of prayer for the country. Trish, 9 years old, asked, "Who winds Big Ben?" Of course, this was before the use of quartz mechanisms and batteries. Before her father could answer, her 6-year-old sister piped up, "God does, of course." Dr. Margaret described this as a moment of clarity for her, a precious reminder from a child that, as Psalm 31 says, our times are in God's hands. Then she added, "How impatient I can be, and wonder why God takes so long to answer prayer. I often need to remember that He is the one who winds up my Big Ben. His timing is always right." At one time, the writer of Psalms was going through some terribly painful experience. We're not quite sure exactly what it was, but he cried out, "My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord? How long?" Perhaps that's the cry of your heart. Your circumstances are almost unbearable, and you don't know how much longer you can hold out. Remember, God is the one who winds up the clock of your life. And as Dr. Margaret Brand writes, His timing is always right.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information about Guidelines and our ministry, visit us on the web at guidelines.org or email us at guidelines@guidelines.org.